Hola amigos, ¿qué tal? Eli Valderrama here. You're listening to my first podcast. Sometime in June 2019. The purpose of my podcast is to share valid and valuable information that has to do with Mexico living in Mexico. A little bit about myself and why I'm here, where I came from, just so you guys have a little bit of background. And hopefully you can hear the ocean. I'm sure you can. As I said, it's my first podcast, so I really don't know how this is going to turn out, but it'll be fine. First, thank you for listening. I really appreciate it, and I hope that I can bring some inspiration and perhaps a shift into the possibilities that you have available as far as living a different life experience, even if it's outside of the country or in Mexico. Currently, I'm drying up. It's about 7. Oh, it's 8 p.m. I went for an afternoon swim. I was able to catch the most magnificent array of colors in the sunset. The water was clear as an aquarium, and there's hardly any waves. Just enough movement to cause what you're hearing now. I can literally see my toes when I'm walking into the ocean. And so I just needed to reconnect with Earth. It was that kind of day, and I'm so grateful that I was able to just throw my things, computer in my apartment, and walk a couple homes and submerge myself right into the Sea of Cortez. I can't even begin to explain to you the beauty that surrounds me. From the natural colors of brown with sparks of white in the sand, billions of seashells crushed, each one its own art piece, to the multitude of colors that the Sea of Cortez has displayed throughout my experience here, from the most turquoise blue to the different deep blues and sometimes gray. And the sky is its own show altogether. To my right is a hill called Whale Hill. And indeed it is shaped like a hill, like a whale, I mean. And as the sun was setting, a bright red burst across the sky, surrounded by some oranges. And the whale started to bedazzle. It's covered in homes, but from here, it looks like someone went crazy with some fake rhinestones and just lit that whale up. So, I have a bedazzled Whale Hill on my right. And if its tail would be described as anything, I would say it would be a series of rooftops from the homes that are closer to me, with a series of palm trees spiking up from the rooftops. They look black against a clear, light gray sky right now, light gray with light blue. And there's like little sparks of light popping up in the homes as the night gets darker. I love those yellow tones of lights. Some homes are dark, they have no one. Some have white lights, I don't know why. I should go and switch out their light bulbs for some yellow toned lights, but I'm not that ambitious. and before me is what is becoming a very dark blue-gray Sea of Cortez, because, as I said, it's getting late. The weather is absolutely remarkable. It's not cold, it's not hot. Literally just got out of the ocean. The water was equally delicious. How did I get here? Why am I here? How did this all happen? There's a couple of moments in my life that I can remember where a seed was planted. Maybe three. The furthest back, way, way, way back, was when I was a fashion designer in LA. And among our multitude of birthday dinners and lunches, there was a group of many girls. I can't remember, maybe 15. And instead of the everyday talk about fashion, I decided to start a little game, very like me, to come up with random ideas. And the girls participated. The idea was for all of us to share what our life would be if we could wake up in our dream life today. And I made them start on a Sunday morning, because hopefully we would at least start off with our day off, right? And ideally, people have Sundays off most of the time. So I guided them, and I literally just made it up as we went one by one. And each girl had to tell us where she was at. There was no limitations, except she still had to be who she was. In other words, same age, same person, but she can change the location, her career, who was in her house, what did her house look like, or where was she in the world. And we went around one by one, and each girl was great because I made them start with waking up, right? So I'm like, okay, Leticia, you're just waking up in your dream place. Where are you? What does your room look like? And they would start. And they'd have to make it up on the spot. Who's next to you in bed? Anyone? Some girl said, a couple of dogs. Like dogs, not anything else. One girl was smart enough to say Johnny Depp. She was on it. Some, you know, dreamt about having a family, so little babies. And then I made each one describe the room and the bed that they woke up in. From that, what is your Sunday routine? What do you have for breakfast? What do you see out the window? What type of career do you have? Or do you even work? And each one inspired the next. And we went on into the afternoon, into the day, into the evening. And I even made them go all the way to a Monday. I think my favorite story was Letitia's, because she lived in a castle and she had like 15 cats. And that was the girl with the Johnny Depp. I don't know if he would like 15 cats, but she didn't care. It was her dream. Ay, ay, ay. My dream was that I would wake up on a white bed with white curtains. And of course, my significant other. And we would wake up and we can hear the ocean. And the breeze was blowing the white curtains into the room. And the lifestyle was very chill. There were businesses, but they were all kind of, I don't know, it was relaxing. And definitely it was a beach lifestyle that I described. And that planted a seed in me that for many years I would use to go to sleep. I would visualize that before I would go to bed and when I would wake up. And in fashion design, our pace of life was a lot of traveling, a lot of going back and forth to New York, red-eye flights. It was exciting and it was exhausting. Perfect for my 20s. Later on in life, I met my ex-husband. But by then, I knew I wanted to live on a beach in Mexico. I just knew it. I was actually shooting for Puerto Vallarta in my 30s. And we met dancing to Funky Soul in Echo Park at the Echoplex. For those of you that know LA, it's a fun spot. Now, I'm from LA, but I've moved in different places. I've lived in Arizona, in Oregon, and I typically go back home to LA, but this time I was there specifically to save money so I can move to Mexico and live my life on a beach in Mexico. Now, mind you, I should share you guys that I was actually born in LA, born and raised by a single Mexican mother. And we were fortunate enough that even though she was a single mom, she raised us going back and forth to Mexico throughout our lives. And because she's from Guadalajara in that area, and she comes from a big family, we were really blessed to experience Mexico in all its facets. I mean, from El Rancho with the Rios, which means the ranch and the rivers and horseback riding, to little simple villages, to beautiful decked out homes in Guadalajara where they had a live-in maid and the entire gamut. And everywhere we went in Mexico, I just remembered there was a certain magic that stayed with me every time. And as an adult, as a young adult, I kept going by myself. And I would go to Puerto Vallarta. I'm just going to move because the tide, by the way, it'll creep up on you. There's people who've had their car parked so close to the tide, and when they go back from partying, their car is literally underwater. That's another story. Let me just move my things away from the water a little bit. So just hang in there. I appreciate your patience. Like I said, it's my first podcast. And this is very much my style anyway. I just wing it. Okay, so where was I? I switched subjects quite a few times. Sorry about that. Anyways, yeah, we were raised going to Mexico and seeing different parts of Mexico. There was a small time in my early 30s with one of my dearest girlfriends, Angela. And she was from Hawaii, so we made a deal. I'd take her to Mexico, and she would take me to Hawaii. And so we traveled for 5 weeks in Mexico and 3 weeks in Hawaii. We just were out of college and had very simple lives, and we decided just to take a sabbatical and go for it. And we just figured it out and we made it happen. And we had such a great time, and I got to go see so many parts of Mexico. And Mexico is beautiful, and there's so much more to see. Okay, so I moved back to LA to work with an awesome, awesome agency called The Rental Girl. They're located in Los Feliz, and at that time, it was just two girls, the owner, an assistant, and two other agents. Boutique rental agency that specializes in renting really cool apartments in LA in all price ranges. So anyways, I was added to the team, very fortunate, and I was there specifically to save money to move to Mexico. It was right after the market crash, and Los Feliz was untouched from the 08 crash. I don't know if you guys remember, but everybody lost their pants except for Los Feliz, Hollywood area. I had come from Arizona where there was a foreclosure sign literally on every other home for blocks, and plazas were empty. It looked like a ghost town from the market crash. And I moved to LA, and it's just like coffee shops across the street from each other, packed, shopping bags in hands, people happy with sunglasses strolling down the street with their latte in their hand. Sure, there was a little bit of a switch, I guess you could say, but honestly, I felt like I was living in those snowballs. Is that what they're called? No. Glass snowballs? No, is that what they're called? No, wait, let me think. Oh my God, how come I don't remember? Give me a sec. Whatever those things are called, it's like glass and it's round and you shake it and there's snow in there. Okay, so sometimes I speak in charades. You'll figure it out. Anyways, it was like its own world. Basically, that's what I'm trying to say. Untouched by the economy, because Hollywood is very strong and that just kept moving. So Los Feliz, Silver Lake, Atwater, those were my areas, and it was magnificent. I literally met my ex-husband my first night back in LA, my first night celebrating my job. It was crazy. I remember that he was beautiful. Well, he probably still is. Beautiful green eyes, great dancer. And sure, he tried to, you know, start a relationship, but I was so focused. I was, you know, career driven and goal driven and not interested in starting a relationship with anyone that wasn't willing to move to Mexico. This is all tying together, I promise. It's crocheting together. So I was very focused, but I fell in love. He convinced me that he would move to Mexico with me. So I stayed and I kept working, and the business just bloomed and grew. It was organic and beautiful, and it was so much fun. And the girls we just kept adding more girls to our team, and more girls and more girls. It was awesome. And Liz, oh my God, if you guys ever have the opportunity to meet Elizabeth McDonald, that woman was my mentor. She gave me the most rock solid wings you could ever imagine. If you ever have an opportunity to be around someone who can create something out of nothing and take everyone's ideas and manifest them and create them and test them and swing to the left and to the right and just unbelievable. Do stay there and learn as much as you can and be grateful, because it is such a blessing. She changed my life. So Liz, if you ever hear this, you'll probably crack up. You know I love you, girl, and I'll always be grateful for all the things that you taught me. So a couple years in, I asked my boyfriend at the time, green-eyed lover, funky soul dancer, also Chicano, first generation like me, parents from Mexico, born in the U.S. He was born in the U.S. just like me. Hey, so when are we moving to Puerto Vallarta? Let's go, because I have family there and it's one of my favorite cities and I love my family there. Guess what, you guys? He turned gringo on me. He was like, I'm not moving to Mexico. He literally told me that. I'm not moving to Mexico. I could not believe it. It was real. He told me no, he wasn't moving. His profession, which he's a nurse, wasn't gonna translate well in Mexico. I tried to convince him so much. I even took him to Vallarta twice. There was girls dancing at the Oxxo. I mean, what else do you want in life? He was not convinced. But I was already in love. I was devastated. I really was crushed, because as you guys are figuring out, this was a long dream of mine for many, many years. You know, I really wanted to live a beach life in Mexico. Very simple request. However, we were in love. So we continued on our journey. We experienced beautiful things and trips, and we fell in love with San Diego. Over time, I convinced him to move to San Diego. We got married. We bought a house. We moved to San Diego. I was going to start a franchise. By then, I'm 8 years with the rental girl. 8 years. Awesome, awesome chapter in my life. Some of the girls, I mean, seriously, they're like my sisters. Many of them. Okay. We moved to San Diego, and guess what, guys? The chapter ended. My marriage was over. At my housewarming party. Life is funny. So I decided that night, I'm moving to Mexico. Literally, I grabbed my passport, and I took off. And so I let him be. And of course, it was painful. It was one of the most difficult chapters in my life. I focused on healing. I focused on figuring out if I wanted to live in Mexico for reals. I came out to Rocky Point because by then I had family here. And I had been visiting and I was falling kind of in love with this little town. There was a lot of potential and I felt like I could make a difference and I can help and I can help beautify. At that time when I was coming out here, there was no construction. The economy was not moving. Average days on market for properties was like something crazy, like 300, like a year. And of course, I thought about Vallarta, but Vallarta, check it out. This is what happened. Vallarta was my desire in my 30s. By the time this all takes place, the shift, the change in my relationship, the ending of the chapter of my marriage with my love, my husband, my love of my life, my beautiful green-eyed funky soul dancer, I'm in my 40s. And you know what, you guys? I was kind of done with the big city life. But I still wanted the beach life. So Vallarta, Puerto Vallarta, as beautiful as it may be, it's super developed. It's like another LA. And I love LA, but I was like ready to say bye for some time. I really wanted something more chill. So about 3 years ago, I came out devastated, heartbroken. I came to check out the town. I prayed. And it was very clear this was a place where I wanted to be. And so I took all the steps necessary to come here. It was one of the biggest risks that I've ever taken because the economy was not great. The real estate was incredibly slow. And I've been an agent now for like, I don't know, too many years, over a decade. So I was taking a big risk. However, it didn't matter. I just knew at some point this place was going to turn around because it's such a gem. It really is so freaking beautiful, you guys. So I decided to bank on me and come out. And sure, the first year was just, you know, thank God I had a savings and I did it that way. It was about healing. It was about deciding who I wanted to become for my next chapter and getting to know the market, educating myself about real estate in Mexico, taking all the proper classes and networking, all of the proper things that you do when you're gonna represent people in their purchase, right? So I did all of that. The second year was a little bit rough because savings were running out and thank God I had a roommate. And it's not like I really suffered, you guys. Seriously, I scored on the most amazing condo that's 3-4 homes from the beach in a residential community, literally lined with like 6 miles of gorgeous beach and beautiful mega big homes. Plus, it was gated. We have a pool, and I had the most amazing, amazing roommate. That's another story I'll tell you guys at another time because it's hilarious. Well, I'll give you a quick detail. She was my wedding coordinator. Life is funny. All right. Anyway, so I take all the steps. I do a proper divorce. You know, we ended on good terms. We forgave one another and we each went in our own direction. And I came here just ready to give it my all and ready to enjoy the life that I've wanted for a very long time. And I have to tell you guys, honestly, it is by far one of the best decisions I have ever made in my life. It really, really is. Did I take a pay cut? Sure. I was making some ridiculous money in LA, of course. But I'm exchanging that pay cut for a quality of life that I desired so much. I mean, LA, you guys. Oh, somebody's saying hi. I don't know how to. whatever. That's what's up. Oh, that's the name of the app, by the way. Okay, so, yeah, it was one of the best decisions. I think this podcast is long enough. 30 minutes? Yeah, that's about good. So I'll continue at another time to talk more about it. But let me end with this. I have been experiencing such a beautiful chapter in the last 3 years, and it has been a complete honor, just such an honor, to be able to kind of hold people's hands and bring them here as well. Like anyone who had a desire slightly similar to mine, whether it's to have an investment property here or have a retirement home here or have a new chapter here, I've been so blessed to be part of my clients' lives in their purchases. The majority of my clients are buyers. I do have some listings, but I've been really passionate about helping buyers because they're entering Peñasco, you know, like I did. And I'm like, I've been here. I can guide them, make them feel comfortable. Plus, you know, I know my profession well. I'm always looking out for my clients' best interest. So it's been such a remarkable experience to be able to help other people's dreams come true. And in a sense, I'm kind of helping develop the city because we're bringing in these new people that are becoming part of the city and they're becoming part of the community. And they're lovely. They're lovely. I can honestly say I'm friends with pretty much every single client that I've ever made. They're awesome. And they're my neighbors. They live in town. This town is so small that you can bump into everybody on a regular basis. So anyways, I thought about, just so you guys know where we're going with this podcast, and you know, you could decide whether you want to listen to it in the future or not. It won't be so personal, I think, in the future. But just so you have an idea, I really thought about writing for a long time, and I'm not really much of a writer. I don't even read blogs, so why would I write one? But this podcast thing, I think I could do it because I love listening to podcasts. And you know, if you're driving right now, I'm hoping that these waves in the background, you know, give you some ease and have like a soothing sound. But anyway, the purpose of my podcast is to help you get authentic information from my personal experience of what it is to live in Mexico, to buy in Mexico, to invest in Mexico, by bringing you valuable information of things that matter, such as, can foreigners buy in Mexico? Yes. How? We'll get into it. Do you lease the property? Do you own it? If you don't lease it, you own it through a bank trust. What is that? We'll get into that. What is a dual citizenship? Who has the rights to it? Does it benefit you? Yes, yes, yes. We'll get into that as well. Is there financing? Yes, I'm happy to announce that financing options are starting to come up because the market is getting better. It started blooming actually 2 years ago, like a year and a half ago to 2 years. And so now you see construction everywhere. It's beautiful. People are fixing their homes. Coffee shops and restaurants and boutiques are popping up. It's really exciting to be in a place where I get to see this evolve. And so the banks are starting to look this way and offer financing again. And we'll get into that as well. And you won't just be hearing my voice. I have already put down people that are specializing in specific areas, and I'll be doing podcasts interviewing them as well. And maybe at times I'll actually record it on video so you guys can also see us and stuff. But anyway, that's about it. So I hope you enjoyed my first podcast. I basically just wing it. And I just want to say, you guys, anyone out there who has any kind of desire to live a specific, different life, always hold on to that dream. Hold it dear to your heart. Dream about it before you go to bed. Think about it when you wake up. And one day, you're going to be like me. you're going to be like, wow, that was just a dream. Like, it was just a dream and now it's reality. That's going to be you. The way and the how and the resources will be revealed to you, and it will happen in divine timing. That's another podcast, I think. Anyway, you guys, un abrazote sabroso, delicioso. Big hugs to you guys. I send you love and light and peace and joy. And may one day soon you come visit Puerto Peñasco, Mexico. Saludos. I don't know how to check out Eli Valderrama. Hasta pronto.